Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me today, the owner of Manual Edge Physiotherapy, Mr. Tim Bonach. Tim, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thank you, Ted. It's great being here.
It's a treat to have you here. You have something that I can only describe as a very specialized kind of practice.
Yes, we're a physical therapy practice, and we do some different things with respect to really focusing on manual therapy.
You've taken physical therapy and you refined it to a very fine art as far as I'm concerned, because you're working with patients across all spectrums, from severe to not so severe, from soft tissue to so many other things. And we're going to talk about the range of services that you offer and that style of treatment, your team a little bit. We're also going to make a special offer at the end of the interview for new patients. And correct me here, too, if I'm off base, but a physical therapist can be seen without a doctor's referral.
Correct. We can see patients without a doctor's referral. There are some limitations with respect to what we would term federal payers, which would be Medicare, Medicaid, and TRICARE. But for everybody else, yes, we can see them without a physician referral.
Well, and that's what I love. This is a service to people who need it. That is not out of the realm. It's not out of their reach. It's a wonderful thing. Tim, let's talk about you a little bit. The history of Manual Edge and your background.
Yeah, I'm a physical therapist and a Canadian-trained osteopath. So I graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 1984 with a degree in physical therapy. And then I started a program up in Canada, the Canadian College of Osteopathy. And I started that in 1996 and got done in 2003. So in terms of a Canadian-trained osteopath, that's essentially refined manual therapy skills in terms of treating the entire individual and trying to get their optimal function. And when we get optimal function, we usually have a very large pain reduction.
Something of a holistic approach.
Very
you're looking
much so.
You're looking at all of the medical conditions involved, all of the factors involved.
Correct, yeah. So with a patient that we see, they come in with a unique story, with a unique history. So we're really looking at that in a very refined way. And then we're doing a very specific evaluation, which is essentially biomechanical. And we're not just looking at, for example, the spine. We're looking at the pelvis. We're looking at the lower extremities. In the case of neck pain, we're looking at the thoracic cage in terms of the rib articulations, which are essentially the joints of the ribs. We're looking at the mobility of the muscles and joints of the neck. And then we're doing something in terms of specific cranial evaluation, which is fairly limited in terms of practitioners doing it in Colorado Springs. So I've gotten a lot of training in Canada with respect to cranial treatment, and then I've essentially taught most of our therapists advanced cranial techniques as well.
The bones in the skull move.
They actually do move. They don't move like an elbow, Ted. But there is a slight movement with it. Previous trauma in terms of car accidents, slips and falls, bangs on the head that most of us have truly do result in strains that go into the skull, and that can limit the mobility of the cranial bones. And what's really significant about that is there are little nerves that go between the bones and through the bones. So when you have strain in terms of previous cranial trauma, that can tension the nerves and cause pain syndromes in terms of facial pain, TMJ issues, headaches, migraine headaches. I think that's where our practice really shines, is treating those complex, I would call, pain syndromes with respect to the head and facial pain. We also offer other services. We have a very, very good pelvic pain and dysfunction kind of situation at our clinic. So we've got a few providers that do women's and men's health with respect to pelvic pain, incontinence, and constipation. And they work with a variety of physicians really from all over the area here and even in Denver with respect to complex patients that actually come down from Denver for treatment.
Now, the elephant in the room always is COVID-19.
Right.
Your business, your practice has been affected, but you have obviously stood through this. You are an essential business, so you're able to see your patients. You're able to continue seeing patients. You are looking to grow your practice as well, so you're taking on new patients.
Correct.
And everything that we're going to discuss today will hopefully describe for people who are listening whether they are a candidate to give you a call or look you up online and ask for a consultation.
Right. And in terms of the whole coronavirus situation, we've gone to great lengths to make sure that everybody is safe. I think what is also unique about our practice is we spend between 50 to 55 minutes one-on-one with our patients. So we don't use any technicians or physical therapy assistants. It's just the therapist with the patient. And when we do that, we are in private treatment rooms. So we have 8 treatment rooms. It's completely private. There's no interaction with other people. As soon as you enter the clinic, you're greeted at the reception desk by one of our receptionists. And we take care of any, you know, situation with respect to that. And we actually do take temperatures and have the patients fill out a questionnaire. And then you're essentially ushered back to a private treatment room waiting for the therapist. We're doing all of the sanitation that we need to do per the CDC and the public health department. So we really do feel that even given our current situation with the coronavirus, we're keeping patients safe.
And Tim, how big is your team right now?
So right now we have 6 physical therapists, including myself. We have 3 office assistants, including an office manager. And we actually have, what's kind of fun for us is, we have 2 kind of aides with us, and they are college graduates with respect to both at UCCS, and they're looking to enter physical therapy or medicine. So they bring a nice young energy to the practice, and patients love them.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. And you need that. So a patient can feel comfortable, confident, but more than anything else, they can feel safe coming to your clinic.
Absolutely. They should feel safe, again, with the private treatment rooms. All of our therapists are wearing masks. All of our office staff are wearing masks. So we're doing, I think, everything we can to keep people safe. I would say if you're high risk in terms of, you know, cardiac situation or, you know, pulmonary situation, emphysema, COPD, and so on, it's probably not a real good time to come in. We just want to keep people safe. That's our ultimate concern.
Now, are you in the telehealth space?
We do some telehealth. That has worked out okay for us. I must admit candidly that is not one of my favorite things to do because we are such a very heavy manually oriented practice. We can show people, you know, exercises and self-care with respect to telehealth, and there's some therapists at our clinic doing that. But we really need patients in the clinic to make significant changes in their condition.
So from the very specialized area, as you noted earlier, in the cranial area,
yes.
A lot of people are not doing that. Most people are not doing that.
Right.
If we are suffering from TMJ issues, our jaw, if we are suffering from migraines or other such things, if we've had head trauma and some lingering issues because of that, we want to get in touch with you and Manual Edge.
Yeah, that's something that we take great pride in terms of our incorporation of cranial treatment with respect to physical therapy. I've been doing cranial work for probably 30 years at this point. I teach classes in it, and again, all of our therapists are trained in it. And with patients that have had, you know, long-standing pain syndromes, if you will, that haven't gotten better, cranial treatment can be kind of that missing link in terms of making changes with respect to, you know, locally at the cranium that have influences on the rest of the body. It's a very, very important treatment paradigm and treatment method to provide for our patients.
All right, Tim, I love these conversations. They always go so quickly. There's one last final offer that we want to make. Then let's give directions to the clinic and contact information for you. So you have an offer for new patients.
We do. So for new patients, we give you a first free laser treatment. We have a Class 4 medical laser. We're one of the only clinics in town that have that. There are a few others. It is an incredible new device for us. We really have focused for years on manual therapy, and we have really not utilized what I like to call the black box approach in terms of electric stimulation and ultrasound that most physical therapy patients have had. We have not found that to be effective. And the laser has been an incredible incredible asset to us in terms of getting complex patients the pain relief that they're looking for.
Tim Bonach, Manual Edge Physiotherapy owner. The number to call is 694-8342. That's 694-8342. And the website is manualedge.com. That's manualedge.com. Tim, what a treat to have you here today. I hope lots of people reach out and get to know you.
Thank you very much, Ted. I appreciate being here.
That's it for this edition of the Business Connection. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings here on KRDO News Radio at 7 a.m. We'll be back next Sunday.